It's been 5 years since we met on GWA. Of course, we're not stupid. We know the internet is a big and dangerous place. Those details that we wouldn't hesitate to tell a stranger at a party. Our names, where we live, where we work, never cross our lips. But one day, we realize that in a few weeks, if we can change our travel plans ever so slightly, we'll be in the same airport on the same day for a few hours. We eye each other wearily in the lobby of the airport hotel, and the visceral reaction is, if we're honest, disappointment. Neither of us is a supermodel, a bodybuilder. Maybe one of us is a little too big or a little too bony, too tall or too short, too old. But after exchanging awkward hellos, we feel that familiar heat and passion return instantly. We remember that we've already been lovers for years. We realize that our eyes have betrayed us all our lives, telling us who we should and shouldn't date, and who is and isn't our type. We realize we should have closed our eyes all these years, and chosen our partners with our ears. Because our voices and our ears are the real windows to our souls, and we've been soulmates forever. In the room, we shed our clothes, and it seems superfluous. We've already been naked to each other for an eternity. Our touches, at first, were clumsy. We each fumble our way around a foreign body, but our sighs are familiar, and they guide our hands to the right places. And our voices are intoxicating, magnifying our pleasure a thousandfold. And I'm stroking your cock with my hand, and I whisper, I'm stroking your cock with my hand, and you whisper, you're stroking my cock with your hand. I say I'm worked up, don't stop. And you say, you're worked up, don't stop. I say, just like that. And you say, just like that. I say, keep going. And you say, keep going. I say, good boy. And you say, good girl. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. And the words, as we say them together, cast their familiar hypnotic spell, and comfort, and trust, and passion, all fuse together in our voices. And then, our eyes lock, and as if on cue, we both begin to count. 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And we're so close. We're so close. And at this point in the script, the phone would ring, or room service would call, or some other gratuitous and entirely far-fetched interruption concocted by a sadistic writer would postpone our climax. But, fortunately for us, the moment is real. There is no script except the one we are writing together, and no microphones and no headphones to come between us, just our voices. And our ears. And we gaze and grind and grind and gaze. And I'm in you and you're clench and shake, and we say, one. Oh, fuck, yes. One, 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 one. And we come for each other. After an embrace at the airport that lasts so long, the other passengers are about to call security. We exchange, as previously agreed, a single envelope with a single card on which is written a single word. After I've fastened my seatbelt, after the plane starts to shake and rise and leave the earth behind, I carefully open the envelope you've given me. My hands trembling, my eyes moist with tears, and I read with joy, for the first time, your first name.